Section 1. Signing up for Medicare, pages 15 to 19. Some people get Part A and Part B automatically. If you're already getting benefits from Social Security or the Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, you'll automatically get Part A and Part B starting the first day of the month you turn 65. If your birthday is on the first day of the month, Part A and Part B will start the first day of the prior month. If you're under 65 and have a disability, you'll automatically get Part A and Part B after you get disability benefits from Social Security or certain disability benefits from the RRB for 24 months. If you live in Puerto Rico, you don't automatically get Part B. You must sign up for it. See page 16 for more information. If you have ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also called Lou Gehrig's disease, you'll get Part A and Part B automatically the month your Social Security disability benefits begin. If you're automatically enrolled, you'll get your red, white, and blue Medicare card in the mail 3 months before your 65th birthday or 25th month of disability benefits. If you do nothing, you'll keep Part B and will have to pay Part B premiums through your Social Security benefits. You can choose not to keep Part B, but if you decide you want Part B later, you may have to wait to enroll and pay a penalty for as long as you have Part B. See page 22. Note: if you need to replace your card because it's damaged or lost, sign into your MyMedicare.gov account to print an official copy of your Medicare card. If you don't have an account, visit MyMedicare.gov to create one. If you need to replace your card because you think that someone else is using your number, call us at 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Note: definitions of blue words are on pages 113 through 116. Some people have to sign up for Part A and or Part B. If you're close to 65, but not getting Social Security or Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits, you'll need to sign up for Medicare. Contact Social Security 3 months before you turn 65. You can also apply for Part A and Part B at ssa.gov/benefits/Medicare. If you worked for a railroad, contact the RRB in most cases. If you don't sign up for Part B when you're first eligible, you may have a delay in getting Medicare coverage in the future, in some cases over a year, and you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. See page 22. If you have end-stage renal disease, ESRD, and you want Medicare, you'll need to sign up. Contact Social Security to find out when and how to sign up for Part A and Part B. For more information, visit medicare.gov/publications to view the booklet Medicare Coverage of Kidney Dialysis and Kidney Transplant Services. Important: if you live in Puerto Rico and get benefits from Social Security or the RRB, you'll automatically get Part A the first day of the month you turn 65 or after you get disability benefits for 24 months. However, if you want Part B, you'll need to sign up for it by completing an application for enrollment in Part B form, CMS 40B. If you don't sign up for Part B when you're first eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. See page 22. Visit cms.gov/medicare/cms-forms/cms-forms/cms-forms-items/cms017339.html to get form CMS 40B in English or Spanish. Contact your local Social Security office or RRB for more information. Where can I get more information? Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 for more information about your Medicare eligibility and to sign up for Part A and or Part B. TTY users can call 1-800-325-0778. If you worked for a railroad or get RRB benefits, call the RRB at 1-877-772-5772. TTY users can call 1-877-772-5772. 772-5772. You can also get free, personalized health insurance counseling from your state health insurance assistance program, SHIP. See pages 109 through 112 for the phone number. After you've enrolled in Medicare, you'll need to decide how to get your Medicare coverage. See pages 5 through 9 for more information. If I'm not automatically enrolled, when can I sign up? If you're not automatically enrolled in Premium Free Part A, you can sign up for Part A once your initial enrollment period starts. Your Part A coverage will start 6 months before the month you apply for Medicare or Social Security or RRB benefits, but no earlier than the first month you turn 65. However, you can only sign up for Part B or Part A if you have to buy it during the times listed below. Important: remember, in most cases, if you don't sign up for Part A, if you have to buy it, and Part B when you're first eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. See page 22. Initial enrollment period. You can first sign up for Part A and or Part B during the 7-month period that begins 3 months before the month you turn 65, includes the month you turn 65, and ends 3 months after the month you turn 65. If you sign up for Part A and or Part B during the first 3 months of your initial enrollment period, in most cases, your coverage starts the first day of your birthday month. However, if your birthday is on the first day of the month, your coverage will start the first day of the prior month. If you enroll in Part A that you have to pay for and or Part B the month you turn 65 or during the last 3 months of your initial enrollment period, the start date for your Part B coverage will be delayed. Special enrollment period. After your initial enrollment period is over, you may have a chance to sign up for Medicare during a special enrollment period. If you didn't sign up for Part B or Part A, if you have to buy it when you were first eligible because you're covered under a group health plan with 20 or more employees, based on current employment, your own, a spouse's, or a family member's, if you have a disability, you can sign up for Part A and or Part B. Anytime you're still covered by the group health plan. During the 8-month period that begins the month after the employment ends or the coverage ends, whichever happens first. Usually, you don't pay a late enrollment penalty if you sign up during a special enrollment period. This special enrollment period doesn't apply to people who are eligible for Medicare based on end-stage renal disease, ESRD. It also doesn't apply if you're still in your initial enrollment period. Note: if you have a disability and the group health plan coverage is based on the current employment of the family member, the employer offering the group health plan must have 100 or more employees for you to get a special enrollment period. Important: COBRA, Consolidated Omnibus, Budget Reconciliation Act, coverage, retiree health plans, VA coverage, and individual health coverage, like through the health insurance marketplace, aren't considered coverage based on current employment. You aren't eligible for a special enrollment period to sign up for Medicare when the coverage ends. To avoid paying a higher premium, make sure you sign up for Medicare when you're first eligible. See page 81 for more information about COBRA coverage. To learn more about enrollment periods, visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. General enrollment period. If you didn't sign up for Part A, if you have to buy it, and or Part B, for which you must pay premiums, during your initial enrollment period, and you don't qualify for a special enrollment period, you can sign up between January 1st through March 31st each year. Your coverage won't start until July 1st of that year, and you may have to pay a higher Part A and or Part B premium for late enrollment. See pages 21 through 22. Should I get Part B? This information can help you decide if you should get Part B. Employer or union coverage, if you or your spouse, or family member if you have a disability, is still working and you have health coverage through that employer or union, contact your employer or union benefits administrator to find out how your coverage works with Medicare. This includes federal or state employment in active duty military service. It might be to your advantage to delay Part B enrollment. Note: remember, coverage based on current employment doesn't include COBRA, retiree coverage, VA coverage, individual health coverage, like through the health insurance marketplace, TRICARE, if you have TRICARE, healthcare program for active duty and retired service members and their families, you generally must enroll in Part A and Part B when you're first eligible to keep your TRICARE coverage. However, if you're an active duty service member or an active duty family member, you don't have to enroll in Part B to keep your TRICARE coverage. For more information, contact TRICARE. See page 82. If you have CHAMFA coverage, you must enroll in Part A and Part B to keep it. Call 1-800-733-8387 for more information about CHAMFA. Medicaid. If you have Medicaid, you should sign up for Part B. Medicare will pay first, and Medicaid will pay second. Medicaid may be able to help pay your Medicare out-of-pocket costs, like premiums, deductibles, co-insurances, and co-payments. Health insurance marketplace. Even if you have marketplace coverage, you should enroll in Medicare when you're first eligible to avoid the risk of a delay in Medicare coverage and the possibility of a Medicare late enrollment penalty. It's important to terminate and your marketplace coverage in a timely manner to avoid an overlap in coverage. Once you're considered eligible for or enrolled in Part A, you won't qualify for help through the marketplace for paying your marketplace plan premiums or other medical costs. If you continue to get help paying your marketplace plan premium after you have Medicare, you may have to pay back the help you got when you file your taxes. Visit healthcare.gov to connect to the marketplace in your state and learn more. You can also find out how to end your marketplace plan or marketplace financial help when your Medicare enrollment begins. You can also call the Marketplace Call Center at 1-800-318-2596. TTY users can call 1-855-889-4325. Health Savings Accounts, HSAs. You can't contribute to your HSA once your Medicare coverage begins. However, you may use money that's already in your HSA after you enroll in Medicare to help pay for deductibles, premiums, if you're billed directly, co-payments, or co-insurance. If you or your employer contribute to your HSA after your Medicare coverage starts, you may have to pay a tax penalty. If you'd like to continue contributing to your employer-sponsored HSA without penalty after you turn 65, you shouldn't apply for Medicare, Social Security, or Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits. Remember, premium-free Part A coverage begins 6 months before the month you apply for Medicare, or Social Security or RRB benefits, but no earlier than the month you turn 65. To avoid a tax penalty, you should stop contributing to your HSA at least 6 months before you apply for Medicare. Scales. A Medicare Advantage Medical Savings Account, MSA, plan might be an option if you'd like to continue to get health benefits through an HSA-like structure. See page 55 for more information.